that we should not become part of the... When Paroi asked three Chachomim what to do with Klal Yisrael, Havon is Chakmoloi, so Iyav, given the Shosak, since he kept quiet, there was three people, Iyav, Yisroi, and Iyav, Yisroi ran away. Iyav, says the Gemara, given the Shosak, since he kept quiet, he had Yisurim. And Chazal says, what could he have done? Paro wanted to take care of the Yidden. What could have Iyav done that would have changed Paro's mind? But Hayyos, that Iyav kept quiet, and because he was put in a matzav, where if something bothers you and you don't shout, even though it doesn't help, but he should have said something, he was zeichet to Yisurim. We're in a matzav today where I don't want to be put in that category. Kivin de Shosak, since we kept quiet, the Shas, when Klal Yisrael is in Sakona, there's a special Midas Hadin that comes for people who are Shosak, who are quiet. Nothing to do with them, it doesn't bother them. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah, the first Rambam over there. Take a look at what the Rambam, Pashut HaVeta from the Rambam. Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah, Lizoik, Ulohariya B'chatzitzirois, Al Kol Tzoro Shetova El HaTzibur. The Mitzvahs Asei. And when the Tzoro comes on the Klal Yisrael, Lizoik, to shout, Mr. Davin, Ulohariya, and to blow Shofar. And if you take a look in Halacha base, V'dovah zeh midarkei tshuvahu. This is from the darkei hatshuva. Shebizman shetovei tzora, when a zman, when a tzora comes on Klal Yisrael, v'yizaku aleo, and they'll daven, they'll shout, v'yoriu, yeidu hakoil, everybody will know, shebigalal maaseim haroim hurulahem. Everybody will know that because of their massim roim, their bad deeds, huralehem, that's why they're in Soros. V'zehu shiyigrim, and therefore, because you will start davening, v'zehu shiyigrim lahose atzorom aleim. And this will what will cause the davening, and being choyze b'tshuva, will cause to take away the tzorah. Halacha gimel, which I think is more negeya to us. Avol. Im lo yizaku v'lo yoriu, if we will not shout, will not daven, will not blow shofar, elo yomru, you'll say, dova zemi min hoge or oilam ira lanu. It happens, this is a minhag oilam. Countries get into fights, stock exchange goes up and down, there's always the big bubble that bursts at the end of the property season. This is Minag Olam era. The Tzorah Zu Nikra Nikris. This Tzorah is just a happening. It's a Derech HaTeva. Hare Zu Derech Achzorius. This is a Mahalach which is called a Derech Achzorius. A cruel Mahalach. V'geremes Lahem Lihidobek V'masim Haroim. And it causes them to be dovuk, to cleave to their wrong maisim. The Toisef HaTzoro Tzoros HaCheiros. And this causes more Tzoros to come on Klal Yisrael. As the Rambam says over here, that Al Kol Tzoro, and if you don't have it there, but in Halacha Tes, Kishem Sha'atzibu Misanem Al Tzoroso, the same way as the Tzibu is Mechiv to fast whenever they go through a Tzoro, so is also Yochid when he has a Tzoro. If Kate said, says the Rambam, if he has a chayla or any other yisurim, Yeshlo lishanish ulvakish rachamim b'tfilosa. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sending a message that it's time to do tshuva. This is midarkei tshuva. The shayla is, if you take a look at the Rambam says, what will happen if you don't daven? What will happen if you turn around and say, What's it got to do with me? Something going down on in the south. This millionaire lost money. He deserves it. It's a double nikris. It's a happening. It's a part of the world. This is the way we've been living all our life. We'll get over it. It's nothing to do with me. This is a cruel mahalach, a cruel way of thinking. L'chura, the Rambam shouldn't really bring down this halacha in Hilchas Tanis. The Rambam should bring this down in Hilchas Tshuva, perhaps, Hilchas Deyos, when he talks about Midas Rois. Here the Rambam is talking about Hilchas Tanis. What do you do when your tzara comes on you? You fast, you daven. What does the Rambam mean to say here when you say that if you don't daven, then what's going to happen to you is you're going to carry on being cruel, what you are till now? And it will cause you to leave Dovik B'maisim Aroim. What has that got to do with the Hilchas Tefillah or the Halochas of what I have to do B'Shat Tzara? This is an agav orka different thing. This is, by the way, you know, if you don't daven, you're going to be a Mushkas in Midas. Okay, leave that for the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Midarkei Tshuva. How did it come into Hilchas Tanis? Is this part of our Tefillah? I want to give a hakdama. There's a pasuk that says, "Hatzur tomim pa'oloi kichol derach of mishpat keil emuna vein avol sadik v'yoshuhu." The Ribbono shel Olam, his mishpat ein avol. There's no wrongdoing. It says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, "Moshel ma'adov adayma." A person comes to court. He did something wrong. And the mishpat is mechayiv him 5 years in jail. His wife, his kids, his mishpacha, they're all suffering. Does anybody complain that he doesn't deserve the 5 years? No. The mishpat is that he deserves 5 years, he gets his 5 years. By the Ribbono shel Olam, it's different. Atzur tomim. Tomim is a certain perfection. He's a mishpat. Chol derach of mishpat, there's a mishpat, there's a judgment for every deed we do. But ein ovel. If somebody else is going to suffer, then the Ribbono shel Olam takes that into cheshbon, and he doesn't give the person that he deserves to get punished at this point. He might wait till later. Well, as the Gemara says a story, he'll wait till whoever's going to have tzar from this punishment till he dies, and then the person will get his punishment. But he takes into consideration all the tzar that's going to happen from this guy getting a punishment. And if it works out that there's one person who doesn't deserve to have tzar because this person got sick or whatever happened to him, then the Ribbono shel Olam says, wait. Because in the Ribbono shel Olam's mishpat, there's ein ovel. There's no wrongdoing. Nobody gets hurt. If the person deserves it, he'll get it. But it also has to include everybody else around him that doesn't get hurt, by the way. Atzur tomim pa'oloi. There's a perfection in the mishpat of the Ribbono shel Olam. In Hilchos Tefillah, you find that there's two halachas. There's one halacha when we daven for somebody who's sick. Kol mishalei mispalel, the Gemara says in Brachos, that somebody is not mispalel, mevakish rachamim, for his chaveiroi, for his friend, nikro chayta. It's called a chayta. You're mechuyev to daven when your friend is in a sorrow. There's two halachas in this tefillah. There's one halacha mehilchas tefillah because you're supposed to daven. Daven, because it might help the tefillah. There's another halacha here. There's a halacha in feeling yenam sa. Why do I daven? Because I feel for yenam. And let me explain this. Avraham Avinu, he went ahead and he davened for stone, that stone shouldn't get punished. And the Torah tells us that up till 10, if there'll be 10 tzaddikim, he davened that they should be saved. Less than 10, he didn't daven anymore. And the Gemara says, where did Avraham know this from? That less than 10, it's not worth davening for, because there won't be a schus to save. He learned it from Noach. Because Noach didn't daven for the Dor HaMabul, because there wasn't 10 tzaddikim. There was only 7 that went into the teva. There wasn't 10 tzaddikim. And since there wasn't 10 tzaddikim, Avraham Avinu learned from Noach that less than 10, you can't daven for. Yet, if you take a look at the Pasuk calls the Mabul Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. And Chazal learn up from here that it's called Noach's Mabul, because Noach should have davened for the day. On one hand, you see Avraham Avinu learns up from Noach that less than 10 you don't daven. And on the other hand, you see Chazal tell us it's a taina on Noach. Why didn't he daven? It's called Noach's Mabul because in a certain way it's his fault, because if he would have davened, perhaps something would have happened. And that Reb Chaim answers Moridik. There's two parts to tefillah. There's one part where tefillah helps. Avraham Avinu was davening in order to save stone. Less than 10, my tefillah won't help. Same as Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, stop. Any more tefillah, I'll have to give it to you, and I can't give it to you. Tefillah helps. Up till there's 10 tzaddikim, says Avraham Avinu. Less than 10, I learn from Noach. But there's another part to tefillah. There's a part of tefillah when something is wrong, you shout. Whether it helps or doesn't, there has to be a haragosha that I've got to daven. I've got to do something about it. That's also part of Mehilchas tefillah. You're right, Mehilchas saving stone, up to 10. But Avraham Avinu also davened because it bothered him. There's going to be punishment. People are going to suffer. That he didn't learn up from Noach. Noach is still considered Mei Noach. It's Noach's Mabul. Why? Because he didn't feel. He didn't feel the pain. He didn't feel that Klal Yisrael, that the people are in Betzora. There's going to be a Mabul. Actually, they should do tshuva. Daven, not because it's going to help. Daven because it bothers you. Because you feel for something else. That Noach didn't have. And therefore the Torah considers the Mabul Noach's Mabul. When Klal Yisrael in Sora, chutz from the mitzvah's assay, that you've got a daven, there's a chiv tefillah, like any other mitzvah's assay of putting on tefillin. But part of tefillah is also feeling yenem sa. When I don't feel yenem sa, it's a midas achzorius. There's a cruelty that I don't feel somebody else going through a tzara, and I don't even feel to daven for him. It's mehilchas tefillah. That's part of Hilchos Tefillah. And that's what the Rambam wants to say. If you don't daven, besides the mitzvahs asa of mitin tefillah that you mechoyev, it's a mitzvahs achzorius. There's a certain cruelty over here, because you don't feel for Yenim. When you feel for Yenim, you daven. Yet the Rambam goes on and says something more. The Rambam says, the Goremis Lehem Lidobik B'Maseim Haroim. It causes, when I don't daven, and I don't feel somebody else's sorrow, where I don't feel the chashivas of the moment that Klali Yisrael's in sorrow, it causes me to be a mushchis in midas. What's that got to do with tefillah? Achzorius I can understand. Because in order to daven, you've got to be a baal chesed. In order to feel a tzorah when somebody's sick, when they're fighting, when the chayalim are going in and being moisa nefesh, and who knows how many kabonas, and I don't feel for it, yeah, you're an achzor. Rabbeinu Shlom says, merachem al abriyas, I'll be merachem in Hashemayim. Anybody who has rachmonas on my creation, I'll have rachmonas on them. Midah keneged midah. When you're an achzor, when you behave in a cruelty way, you're not cruel, chas v'shalom. But if I can't daven, and I don't feel the seriousness of the moment, when I can turn around and say it's nothing to do with me, when there's hundreds and hundreds of Yidden who don't have where to sleep by night, and they're staying by other people's houses, in Yerushalayim or in Bnei Brak, hundreds of mishpachos, and I don't show myself for a tefillah, I don't show the seriousness of the moment, I can still go and enjoy myself on a Motzei Shabbos in Ben Yehuda, I'm still busy with my texting, I can show up for say the 11 o'clock, says the Rambam, that is somebody that tells you to me minhoge ho'oilom. It's a dava mikre. It's a happening. That's called an achza. You can't daven. You don't feel it. The one kapitel to hit him to be yotzezayin after tefillah, if I haven't gone into the dining room yet to pick up my food. That's what I'm yotze. That's what the Ribbono Shloim wants from us. When there's not one town, city in the whole world, where there's not thousands of Arabs marching. And don't think America is so safe. They march there as well. Europe is sakonas nefoshes to walk out on the street. Does anybody feel it? Does anybody come to Shachris more? Is there more than 8 bochrim for Mincha? A Mariv, a night seder, where the Ribbono Shloim is sending us a message. Lizoik v'lahoria. This is the time where I'm sending you a message. We don't have Nevi'im today. We don't have Ruach HaKodesh. The Ribbono Shloim sends us messages. Toshes Choshech. When it comes dark, when we're in Golis. Boy Tilma is called Chai Seyoah. All the animals come out of hiding, says Chazal. Those are the animals, those are the goyim that come out in the golos to make Klal Yisrael scared, to give Klal Yisrael a wake-up call. That's the Nevi'im of today. It's not because we gave back Gush Katif Oh, we lost here. Oh, it's a leftist government. That's not why it's happening. It's happening because the Ribbono Shel Olam made a gezeira that I have to send 200, 300, 400 Katyushas. Wake up! Do you see Yad Hashem? Does anybody realize that out of 500, 600 Katyushas in the last few months, extra one person was killed? Two? How many were injured? Does that make sense? Does anybody see over here Yad Hashem? And then when actually there's a war, and not to Shabbos, everybody's talking about it, that they're going in, hundreds and thousands of chayalim are going in by foot, in the biggest sakona. No. Sholom alei nafshi, I'm okay. I don't have to show up for Shachris Sunday morning. I can still go and enjoy myself in Ben Yehuda Friday, Motzei Shabbos. Nothing to do with me. I can turn up to say the 10 o'clock, 10:15. Is this not Mimidas Achzorius? Is this not called cruelty? When a person's father's dying from cancer, would he not be running around making a minion by the koisel? Would he not be putting in extra hours to learn? This is your brother's. Doesn't make a difference from Fry, who cares? This is Klal Yisrael b'sakona. Is this not Amidas Achzorius? Does anybody see that there's a Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael? That there's no rain? There's no panmosa? Hundreds, thousands of Yidden in America don't have to make Shabbos. People who you think are millionaires don't even have what to make on Shabbos. Did anybody give thought to it? When people are in a sakonas and the foshas, the whole Eretz Yisrael is in a sakona. If anybody would listen to the news or see what's going on, you'd see what sakona the chayalim are in and what sakona we are in. Yidden all over in France, Yidden are scared to walk on the street. They can't go shopping. Wherever you go, Bnei Yishmael are taking over the world. And the Americans turn around and said, Sholom alei nafshi, it's okay for me. It's Eretz Yisrael. They're a bunch of losers. Idiots. Who asked them to go to war? Live in America. Bnei Yishmael sent his missiles to America. Stock exchange wasn't enough. Madoff still isn't enough. And not one of us can turn around. And we can't have more than 50% by a davening. And by a mincha. Chotcha mincha. 8 boys was counted today. 4 boys in the base of Medrash for Night Seder. Where's your achrayus to Klal Yisrael? You don't feel it. That's what the Rambam's saying. Midas Achzorius, when you don't daven, when you're not mischazik in tefillah, says the Rambam, the toisiv hatzoros soros hacheiros. This is only going to cause us for worse soros. Yeah, we're all talking about Mashiach. We'll get to Mashiach soon. The Talmud Devarah. The Talmud Devarah was written on the Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is that we say by Slichas, Hashem Hashem, Kel Racham V'chan. And we say, let's say by Ne'ilah, 10 times, 12 times, and we scream it. And the Gemara says, that Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu that when you will, I'll teach you how to win me over. How are you going to win me over? If you have a tzorah,
says, eventually I'll teach you to say the Yud Gimel Midas, the biggest scholar in town. The Rebbeinu Shloim told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll give you a scholar. You don't have to keep it in your pocket. It's not going to cost you any money. Yud Gimel Midas. Say the Yud Gimel Midas, and you'll get through everything. That's why by every davening, by every slicha, whatever there's an Torah, Yud Gimel Midas by Chatzos. People make Yom Tefillahs for Chayla Chatzos. Chatzos is Shas Rachmim, because then you can say the Yud Gimel Midas. And the Gemara tells us something which perhaps we don't know. The Gemara says, Omaloi, the Rebbeinu Shloim said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Zman Sheyisrael Choytim, when Klal Yisrael are in doing Averus, and there's a Shas Sakona, Yasu Lefonai Kasei Dehazeh, they should do in front of me, to me, Kaseida Zeh, this Seida. What's the Seida? Kale, Mole, Rah, Chanum, Rachum, Vani Moichel Lehem, Ana Moichel Lehem. Easy done. But we missed that one word. It doesn't say, Yoimru Lefonai, say to me. It says, Yasu Lefonai, do it. Saying it is very easy. Father, I have sinned. Doesn't cost too much money. Yasu Lefonai is something else. Yasu Lefonai means that I will show you, said the Rebbeinu to Moshe Rabbeinu, how I run the world. I'm a chanun, I'm a rachum, erech hapayim, I have a lot of patience. I'm willing to look aside. People spit me in the face. I'm still willing to give them another chance. There's 13 different ways that the Rebbeinu Shloim showed his rachmonas to Klal Yisrael, how he runs this world. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, b'shas when you're in Sakona, Klal Yisrael will do Averus, and they'll be in the Sakona, Yasu Lefonai. They should act, not say, act in a way, the way I act to you. If you act in that way, then I'm willing to look over anything you've done. And the Talmud Devarim was written by the Ramak. The Moshe Kordovo wrote a whole sefer explaining each midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam's midah, how it connected to us, how we are supposed to behave in that way. And therefore, midah keneged midah, the way we behave one to another, the way we behave, we look away from when people do certain things to us, the way we look after other people, the way we feel for other people, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, midah keneged midah. When I see Klal Yisrael behaving in such a way, then I will also look at Klal Yisrael that way. That even though they did Averus, they spat me in the face, while I'm giving them chasodim, while I'm pumping through their body blood, they're still willing to do Averus. While they're davening to me, they're still willing to spit me in the face. I'll look away. How much rachmonis does the Ribbono Shel Olam have to have for that? And he says, I can only have rachmonis on one tnai. Yasu lefonai. If Klal Yisrael behave in a way one to each other, in the different midas that he goes through, these 13 midas of erech hapayim, patience for other people, looking after other people, feeling for other people. When somebody does something wrong to you, you're mavata, you turn away. All these anhogas. Now's not the time to go through each anhoga. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I will turn around and have rachmonis on you. Kol amarachim al abriyas. Somebody has rachmonis on the Briyas on people. Merachamim Olav min Hashemayim. Min Hashemayim del Havrachmonis. V'chol she'enu merachem ala Briyas, ein merachem Olav min Hashemayim. When I show the Ribbono Shelolam I have Rachmonis, when I show these midas, when somebody does something wrong to me, I turn a blind eye. Then the Ribbono Shelolam says, I'll turn a blind eye to that guy. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told. This is what the Ribbono Shelolam told Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the secret of how to get out of it. Rebellion brings down a muridika zoya. A muridika zoya. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees kaviyochol that the midas hadin, there's a tremendous kitrug against Klal Yisrael. Tremendous midas hadin on Klal Yisrael. We feel it today. Wherever you go, there's not a house that's not complaining. Either there's no panosa, somebody's sick. Wherever you turn today, you feel Klal Yisrael is a tremendous midas hadin right across the globe. We had a few years of rachamim. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us mamash, was pouring with money. Suddenly, close the taps. People who were billionaires. I have a chava. Who was a billionaire. And he thought he was the smartest guy. He used to look at these parasitim. You guys sitting and learning. Got to make panosa. And he's a smart guy in business. So he put half his money in Madoff and half his money by somebody else who he didn't know put the money by Madoff. $800 million. Kelachayat. And he has no business. But we're the ones that don't do anything. Everywhere you go, hundreds of people lost their jobs. The Ribbono Shel Olam sending katyusas all over. Whether it's a yeshiva, whether it's a moysed, whether it's private. And then in Eretz Yisrael alone, we have our own sorrows. You see, wherever you go, there's a muridik and midas hadin. Klal Yisrael or basakona. And everybody suddenly is talking about Mashiach. And you remind me of the story of a chosid that came to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, Rebbe, I'm waiting for Mashiach. How come he hasn't come yet? And he said, yes. The Mashiach that you're waiting for will never come. The Mashiach that's supposed to come, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, he'll come. But the Mashiach that you want to come, no, he'll never come. Talk about Mashiach. Why? Because I can't go away for Pesach this year? So it must be the times of Mashiach. I can't go to a hotel this year? I can't be Mechalel Yom Tov anymore. I can't be over-colorized about Torah because I can't go for 2 weeks to Miami. Suddenly the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending little katyushas to everybody. The world is not Hefka. I gave you a few years. And it didn't do you good. So let's see if this will wake you up. I gave you a chance. You had money, you could have sat and learned half the day. You could have given real stalker person says, this way doesn't work, I'll send my katushas in a different way. Midas Hadin. Yidden can't walk out on the streets by themselves in Paris today. People are scared to go on the underground today in Paris. Wherever you go, you're surrounded by Bnei Yishmael. Don't you feel a Midas Hadin? When there's no rain in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Midas Hadin. It says rebellion. Kedakish Baruch Hu Roya Kaviyochol Shemidas Hadin Matucha Al Adam. When he sees, when you see a person, the Bnei Yisraelim, he sees that there's a Midas Hadin. The Averos, they hit a certain point where the Bnei Yisraelim said, Ad Kan. Now it's time, payback time. So the Bnei Yisraelim has Rachmonos and Klal Yisrael. So he sends them a matana. What's the matana? Says the Bnei Yisraelim, he sholech HaKadosh Baruch Hu oni. He sends a poor man to the house that you should have Rachmonos on him. And Mida Keneged Mida, if you have Rachmonos on him, the Bnei Yisraelim would have Rachmonos on you. V'nosan l'cho rachamecho, he'll give you a hechatimso of doing Rachmonos, having Rachmonos, v'richamcho, then the Bnei Yisraelim will have Rachmonos on you. The Bnei Yisraelim sent us a Mashulach. He sent us a Mashulach. We're Yeshiva Bochrum. We don't run a house. People don't knock on our doors. He sent us a Mashulach. It's called a war. It's called that people, Bochrim, of your age, are going in and putting themselves in Sakana. B'Shas when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to Midian, and he sent out 24,000 soldiers to Midian, to fight Midian. So the Pasuk, Echad le'elef, Echad le'elef. 2,000 from each Shevet. 24,000 Chayalim. Says the Medrash, 12 went out to fight. But each Chayal needed a Chayal to daven. Every soldier that went out to fight, there wasn't 24,000 fighting. 12 went out to fight, 12 went out to daven. Each chayal had a chayal that davened for him. And the Torah says there was 24,000 that went to war. Yes, we are at war. We are in Gaza now. And the Ribbono Yisrael sent us an oni to knock on the door. Because there's a Midas Hadin. There's a tremendous Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael. What can a Yeshiva Bacha do? What can a younger man who's living off the fat of the earth, hasn't got any achrayas, what can he do for Klal Yisrael? Says Rebbe Shalom, I'll send you a chayal into Gaza. I'll send 50,000 troops into Gaza. There's 50,000 yeshiva bochrim in Eretz Yisrael. And each chayal has a yeshiva bocha who can daven for him, who will feel for him. Says the Zohar, the Ribbono Yisraelim is sending us the oni to the house because the Ribbono has rachmonos on us, because he wants us to show us rachmonos. And when you have 20, 30,000 troops, kids of 18, 19, 20. Bali Mishpocha, younger light from Miluim, who are marching into Gaza, into the biggest sakona that Shayach. Every step, there's another trap. And we turn around, and we say, Shalom alei nafshi, I'm okay, it's nothing to do with me. and I can go to Ben Yehuda Motzei Shabbos, and I can turn up, because Nebuch, I went to bed late last night, so as a younger man I'm allowed to come at 10 o'clock. When those chayalim are not sleeping for 48 hours, when they're pulled out of bed at 3 in the morning, because they've got to run down there and save Klal Yisrael, because they've got to stop the Katyushas coming across, when there's tens of thousands of Yidden in Yerushalayim and in Bnei Brak staying by different people's houses. You don't even have to go so far. You can take a walk up the road to the Rosh Shiva's house. He has a mishpacha from the Tivas. 12 kids. With a younger man sitting in a car, staying in his house. That's the way it's going. Every mishpacha takes in another mishpacha. Because every one of us is Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. We are in the front. We're not fighting. We are fighting. Because 2,000 from each matter went out to fight. And we're fighting here in the Beis HaMikdash. And if we want Rachmanus from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us this message. And he gives us the chance that we can break the Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael. We can break it by showing Rachmanus, by putting in an extra tefillah, by coming on time to davening. I thought it was very interesting, and it hit me in the face. In the Lebanese war, when they went into Lebanon 2 years ago, they made a big mistake. Everybody took their cell phone. And because they took their cell phones, the Hezbollah knew a lot of secrets came out. Before any chayal this time walked in to Gaza, all the cell phones were taken away. Not turned off. I'm not turned off just to get text messages. They were put in a box before they walked into Gaza. And I said to myself, this Zoya, the Ribbono Shel Olam, every chayal walking to Gaza is giving up his cell phone. He can't talk. If he's a from yeshiva bacha, can't talk home. If he's a friar bacha, can't talk to his girlfriend. And yet, if you know what went on over there, the chayalim went in dancing an imamin. If you listen to the radio of Motzei Shabbos, of one of the chayalim were wounded, he was saying how they went in. They davened Maariv first. Hundreds of chayalim from Fry davened Maariv. And not two Maarivs because they missed Mincha Shabbos afternoon. They davened Maariv and they went in singing an imamin. How many of us have made Abdullah here? Forget about Maariv or Kiddush Levana. How many of us put away an hour for learning Motzei Shabbos Sunday morning? 5 guys in Beis HaMedrash. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us. Every chayal had to give away his cell phone before he went to war. When we walk into this Beis HaMedrash, we're also in war. We have to give up that cell phone. When a bocher sits with a Rebbe and he's texting his girlfriend, you're a teach. You're a Midas Achzorius. You don't take a chrayas. Do you realize that you're a chayal as well? They have to give up the cell phones, but we can't. We have to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, drink Chazoros Hashatz, and sit there like this all day. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us a message. If you want that Midas Hadin to go away and you want Rachmanus, take Achrayus, become a soldier. I don't expect you to go out there to fight. But fight your Yetzer Hara. Get up in the morning. If a Rebbe goes around 5 times and he still has to throw water over Bachram and he still don't come and he'll still miss Man Krishna, what kind of soldier are you? All the scholars in the world are not going to help you. I can read your hand 50 times over. And I'll tell you, you'll make $800 billion. Nothing's going to happen. When I don't show up for davening. When I can't become a soldier in the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. And I can't take a chrayus one for one. And I can't walk into the Beis HaMedrash without my cell phone. When those chayalim have to go to their Beis HaMedrash without cell phones. Isn't the Ribbono Shel Olam telling us something? He has rachmanis on us. He's giving us a chance. Show achrayus. And I'll have rachmanis on you. Machnisei rachamim. We all know this. Pizman. In Slichas. Probably from the song. In the tape, not from the slichas, but machnisei rachamim said rebellia. Who are the machnisei rachamim? We asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, machnisei rachamim, bring in the rachmonas. Hachnisu rachameinu. Take the rachmonas and put it in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yishtar rachmonas on us. Who are these people that are supposed to have rachmonas or take this midah, this Nigga of Rachmanas and bring it forward to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Says Rebellia, the Oni by the door, the mitzvah that you had Rachmanas on somebody else, he's the one that's going to go upstairs. This Chus HaMitzvah is Achnisu Rachamim Lifnei Bala Rachamim. He's going to cause that there's going to be a Rachmanas by the Ribbono Shel Olam that he has on Klal Yisrael. Machnisei Rachamim, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us so many chances in the next week or two of Machnisei Rachamim that we can be part of this call that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us, that we should make calls a Rachmanas, break this Midas Hadin over Gans Klal Yisrael, and we sit back. And we're too busy with other appointments. I didn't sleep properly last night. Baby kept me awake. Ich weiß es was. Who kept me awake? I went to bed late. Finding one chayal sitting on the computer till 3 in the morning. Finding one chayal today that's texting his girlfriend. Wake up! A Gemara in Tanis, kol ha-poyrish min ha-tzibu, ve'enem ishtatev b'tzaron. Somebody who is poyrish, he parks himself away from the tzibu. Ve'enem Mishtatev b'tzaron, and he doesn't fill with the tzar of the tzibu. The tzibu's going through a tzara. Ein eroya b'nechamosom. He's not going to see the nechama when the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring a nechama to Klal Yisrael. He's going to comfort Klal Yisrael by Mashiach. He's going to help. Even before Mashiach, there's going to be some sort of nechama. Ein aroya, you're not going to be zeicha. V'chol ha-meitza ha-metzai atmen ha-tzibu, somebody who's part of the tzibu and is mishtatev in the tzar of a tzibu and feels part of the tzibu. Zeicha v'roya, he will be zeicha and he will be see nechama shel ha-tzibu. He will see the Ribbono Shel Olam's nechama, the comforting part. And the Prima Godin says a Meridika Alocha. That what does it mean, Nishtatef? Somebody who can daven and doesn't daven, Ein Roya, he's not going to be seeing. Prima Godin brings us down the Halocha. What does it mean, Nishtatef at Saron? Doesn't mean running around hospitals. Doesn't mean feeling bad. It means davening. And kol hamishtatev b'tzarim, says the Prim Megadim. Mishi yochel ahel b'tfila, somebody who can help with davening. Upoirish min atzibu, he's not part of it. He's also in this. Chazal say, "Eina roya b'yishuosum." You're not going to see the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Talk about Mashiach. How he's going to come? When he's going to come? Some of us say we don't want Mashiach because I'm quite happy the way it is now. It'll spoil my relationships. I'm quite happy the way it is now. Eina roya! Stop talking about it, because it's not going to happen. You're not going to see it. Yalkut Mishoit Shimoni. B'shoah shel Melech HaMashiach bo. B'shoah when Melech HaMashiach is going to come. Oymed al gag Beis HaMikdosh. He's going to be standing on the roof of the Beis HaMikdosh. V'umashmiya lehem le'Yisrael. And he's going to be shouting. And everybody wants to hear him. Anovim. That's all he said. Anovim. We look at Anovim, somebody who's modest. Higiyaz man gulaschem. The time has come for your geula. Moshiach is going to be standing on Harabayis. He didn't say tzaddikim. He didn't say chassidim. He didn't say kedoshim. He said anovim. Anovim means people who are modest. People who feel for other people. People who don't stand on their own territory. People who are willing to let things go by. People who are not egoistic. Who are not spoiled brats. Who only think about themselves. Anovim, not chassidim, not kedoshim. He gives man gulaschem. You don't want to know who's going to be zeicher to the geula. Those who are mishtatev b'tzaron shel Yisrael. Those who have this egoistic attitude has nothing to do with me. The Israeli idiots have to go into Gaza. Just bomb them out. Don't you get it? Has nothing to do with Israel. Has nothing to do with America. The Ribbono Shel Olam has his shluchim. Higiyaz man gulaschem is only to certain people. Don't think, because I gave a lot of stalker. Because I did something for Judaism. I deserve Geula. I love him. Midas Toivus. Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. When I feel for somebody else, when I'm Mishtatev in the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, that's who's going to be Zeicher. We standing here will see Moshiach on the gag, on the roof of the Beis HaMikdosh. Some of us will hear it. Some of us won't hear it. Zoyche v'roya b'nechomosom. In a zman of where the Midas Hadin is so matucha, part of the tefillah is how we daven. When we take on ourselves anhoga, no cell phones in the Beis HaMikdash, because in Azam nobody's allowed to have a cell phone, then each one of you have taken on a chayal. How do you know the schus of a zakabola will do one less chayal killed, one less chayal wounded? I throw in another half an hour of learning. I'm here for night seder. Where am I running to? What's the hurry? You're on the front line. Each one of us is a soldier here. Is there such a thing as turning around saying, I can't be bothered? Can you imagine a chayal in Gaza today turning around and say, Rabbi, I don't feel good. I'm going to lie down. There's no such mitzvah. There's no such mitzvah as if you're guarding a house. If you're ready to go into somewhere, you're suddenly going to turn around and say, oh, let me just take a break for 15 minutes. I've got to lie down. That's what we do. We come in for a baruch hu, amen, yeshmei rabo. Have you ever seen a chayal while he's walking through Gaza, holding a gun in one hand with a cup of tea in another hand? But we walk into the base of Medrash HaShacharis with a cup of tea, verstunken about Gaiva. I walk into the base of Medrash with a cup of tea in one hand. Let me finish my cup of tea, either holding by Krishna, it doesn't make a difference. Aniva Astioid, only me. I can do what I want. With the tefillin on, I've got my throat. Babies, small babies. 18-year-old kids are giving up their lives for us. And we can't even daven for half an hour without never having our cup of tea. And if chas v'shalom davening is too long, then I shouldn't have my tefillin on after Asher Volatzion. Let me just get rid of this kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is our chance of not showing achzorius, of not being indulged, as the Rambam says, in Maseh Maroim. This is part of the tefillah. You become mushchosim. Every guy that walks through this space and Medrash has to realize he's walking into Gaza. And he's a chayal because he represents a chayal over there. Elef lamata, elef lamata. And the same way as they don't have cell phones, we don't have cell phones. And there's no reason that a shachris mincha ma'ariv can't be with a full base of Medrash. I'm not here to put down rules. I'm not here to throw out guys. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of that. Ein Roya! I don't have to do anything. You just won't be Zeicha. You'll disintegrate. In thin air. You'll have enough tzoros that you won't even have time to walk into the Beis HaMedrash. Ein Roya Zeicha V'Roya Bishuoson! I don't have to put down rules. You heard what Chazal say. If you want to be part of the tzibur, if you want to show rachmonis on other people, if you want to change the midas hadin to midas harachamim, be part of the army. A night seder, a morning seder, a younger man should turn up after 9:30. Unheard of. You've got to be at the army base at 9:30. You're representing a chayal who's on time over there. This is Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. Every hour of learning is saving another neshama. But you know what? Another machshava entered my mind. The Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know the cheshbonos, but my hargosha is that we needed an Gaza to wake up Klal Yisrael from day school all the way through. Because when we talk about the panosa problem of America, listen, I still have a credit card, I can still swipe it, I have enough money to buy drinks. If the worst comes to the worst, I'll make some money on poker. And you know, we'll pull through. Yes, there's a lot of Yidden suffering, a lot of Yidden out of job. But you know what? There's Gemilas Chasodim here. There's Toim Chay Shabbos. There's a lot of Gevirim getting now Shabbos Sudas. The Five Towns. There's packages for Shabbos that are at the end of the road that nobody should chat which house it goes to, which millionaire's house it's going to. So they're left at the corner of the road that when nobody's looking, the balabos picks it up. He's living in a $5 million house. But hotnish for Shabbos. But we don't know about it. We don't feel it. We're still young. And it was a midas haddin. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had to... He started getting things... the Olam's not getting the message. So he brought a maid off.
Okay.
Seder. Who has that amount of money to invest? Nothing to do with me. I'm still okay. He sent Katyushas. He made Havgonas. Demonstrations in America, in Europe, wherever you want. You didn't start feeling, you know, it's not safe. It's not comfortable wherever we are. I heard from people in England, they feel uncomfortable walking the street outside the Yiddish area. I have a brother-in-law living in France. He's scared to go on the train because his chava got 3 beer bottles thrown at him on the train. If there's too many Muslims in one carriage, he has to go to the other carriage. Golos. This is real golos. Believe it, in the year 2000. But you know what? We Yeshiva Bochrim are spoilt brats. We're living a beautiful life. 4 days a week, we might have to throw in some learning. We might have to do something. Shabbos is great. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent us another message. You know what? I'll send them into Aza. I'll make a milchama. Then we might wake up and feel the achrayus. And who knows what's next if we can't change this midas hadin to midas harachami? And we have to know. Tomorrow's a tanis. It's a yom tefillah all over the world. In every beis hamedrash. In every yeshiva. Everybody's being mishtatef. Of a yom tefillah. There's no reason that after mincha that we can't have an extra seder for half an hour. Leman klal Yisrael, to be part of it. And I'm not going to go around pulling guys out of bed. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he sees you lying in bed, Efshe, Efshe, I don't want to talk. One sleep too much might be too dangerous. I'm scared to say anything. Oh, but ain't royal be Yeshua, you're not going to be Zeicha to see the Yeshua. Because Nebuch, you haven't had your beauty sleep for 9 hours or 10 hours or 11 hours. Or you were sitting on the iPod till 3 in the morning. How much more do you want the pressure on? That the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us now a chance. Each one of us is a chayal. Each one of us has to feel an achrayus. I'm representing one chayal over there. If they don't have their cell phones, I don't bring it into the Beis HaMedrash. Chas v'sholom that I should open up during davening. If they're moisa nefesh for a minyan, for shachris mincha and mariv, then avada we have to be here. We have a yeshiva of 30 bochrim, 28 bochrim, which is communion koyach. And you have 8 bochrim by a mincha, which Eliyahu Novi says that Shas mincha is the biggest zman for a yeshua. And we're busy having our beauty sleep. When we've already... Dai Bahaisa, wake up. One day, who knows when, they'll be standing, somebody standing on that mountain, telling us who will be Zeicha. And it won't be the biggest tzaddik. And it won't be the biggest chassid. Higiyuz man gulaschem. You can say an imam 50 times. Mashiach wants to see somebody who is mishtatev b'tzah shel Yisrael. Somebody who is part of Klal Yisrael. Somebody who showed what I have to be kamoicha. It bothers me. Then will taka be zeicha to a binyan based on Mashiach, to a based on Migdosh, where we taka will be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, with Menuchas HaNefesh, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us, not the way we are dreaming of what Mashiach is going to be. That Mashiach is not coming. Get it out of your head. Whatever you think Mashiach is going to be, it's not going to be. It's going to be what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And He'll get it out of us, whether Berachamim or Bedin. Let's be smart enough to get this message, to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam's call, to understand the missiles. Those are the Nevi'im. That's the Ruach HaKodesh that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us now. Wake up! Be part of the Tzibur. Lizek v'lohariya. A Seder is a Seder. A davening is a davening. A Beis HaMedrash is the front. This is on the front. We are on the front. And with that, we'll be b'zeicha takata binyan adayat.